You're listening to the audio production of Life is Mostly Edges, a memoir by Calvin Miller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wayne Campbell.
To Barbara, fellow sojourner and lifelong companion, whose courage has taught me confidence, whose insight has been a light in life's dark passages, whose love strengthened me for the journey, and whose buoyant spirit gave me wings to soar above despair and name it joy. Prologue: A Backward Glance at Upfront Things. At the age of 72, I have grown honest about the best years of my life. I have lived those years, all of them, past 70, knowing all along that this life was never mine. It has belonged all the way through to another. Given the size of the universe, the world I have lived in is quite small, and I have lived it out, mostly, along its edges. This is not surprising, for life is mostly edges. It is small, like a postage stamp, so small that it all but disappears against the busy days it devours. My own small stamp has retained just enough sticky on its backside to adhere to the strongest of my memories. It comes dated with my long-ago birthplace, but as of yet has no final return address. The time of my passing lies out ahead, shrouded in the mists of things undefined. So the following account is all a matter of memory. It is this that makes my story shaky. Memory arrives sometime after we get here and generally abandons us long before we leave here. So the umbilical trot that squirts us into the world is unremembered, and the EKG we need to keep it all going is likely to abandon us too suddenly to allow us to write it all down before our passing. Like the rest of the human race, I grew slowly to self-awareness on the fuzzy front edge of the stamp, and am now approaching the fuzzy back edge. I can neither remember getting here nor what I did after I got here. So I can't remember now how old I was when I learned that my mother's name was Ethel and I had no knowable father. I can't even remember enough about life in the middle of the stamp to get the story exactly right. But all that follows herein is an actual account of my years, as faithfully recounted as I can remember them. I do remember enough to know I liked the middle of my stamp more than the edges. This is not unusual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?